You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
800-998-1003. It is Thursday. We are at Vinny's. Your lunch specials go to 4 o'clock. I'm not talking about the regular special. Regular special is the steak special. $12, 8-ounce sirloin, baked potato, side salad. That's every Thursday. You got normal everyday specials. But now at Vinny's, they have lunch specials to go on top of the lunch specials. I hope it's not confusing. It's simple. You got the normal special. And then from 11 to 4, special lunch specials for $7. Today is the catfish platter. Monday, meatball po' boy taco platter on Tuesday. Chicken fried chicken Wednesday. The shrimp po' boy is tomorrow. So Monday through Friday, 11 to 4, $7 gets you those as well. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA. If you want to get in on the show, your new home for Pelicans basketball. We announced that officially yesterday. Looking forward to that as we're talking a little hoops as well. We're going to still address I know we want to get your thoughts on Teddy and the Saints. There's an article from Luke Johnson that got reposted nationally from CBSSports.com talking about why he decided to stay. Essentially, Tim saying, I can be a better player learning under Drew Brees and maybe waiting my turn next year. You know what I'm saying?
It's really simple. This is why Teddy Bridgewater stayed. Alvin Kamara, Michael Thomas, Marshawn Lattimore, Marcus Williams, Cam Jordan, offensive line. Where is he going to go where you have all of that in place?
Don't forget Mr. Cook.
I don't count Jared Cook because he's only going to be here for a few years.
Next year he'll be here.
Yeah, no question. Yeah. So that's why he didn't go.
Do you think he's the quarterback next year?
Easily.
So you think, regardless, this is Drew Brees' final season?
After Drew wins the Super Bowl, he's going to hang him up and ride off into the sunset.
I do think if they win, it's a Super Bowl for sure. Dino Hansen also joining us this hour in person.
Let me ask you a question, though.
What you got, fam?
In this age of we're only concerned about money, we're not worried about a winning organization moving in the right direction, being the heir apparent to a championship-caliber football team, basketball team, whatever the case may be. Why would Teddy Bridgewater want to stay?
Well, first of all, long-term ramifications means not only will he get his money, but he'll also be in a position where he can win possibly multiple championships. Moving forward, he can consider himself with one of the brightest minds we've ever seen coaching the NFL in Sean Payton. And on top of that, when you've got as many weapons as Teddy Bridgewater is going to have at his disposal, really and truly, we laugh about it and we clown, but if he doesn't trip coming from under center, you pretty much got a first down.
That's what I've been saying. Pretty much you got to go ahead and do that.
And I agree with you. The culture, man.
Let me get to Travis, as I promised we'd lead off the hour with you. He is also known as the king. Windhorse is the king scribe. We need to come up with something else for Travis here. Travis, what's wrong, buddy? Do you not like the fact that you have now three players under contract?
It's just, I told you, Gus, I need you, Jordan, and Joey. And since Brian's here, I need you guys to sign off on my resume. I mean, assistant DM. I'm sitting in my office right now. I'm looking at a couple of contracts. I see some things going on. You know, I feel like I've earned the title of assistant LeBron GM since I called the trade out. You know, I just feel like that title is fine.
I did not think.
Assistant LeBron GM.
I did not think Anthony Davis would be going to the Lakers. Travis said that it would happen. Yeah. He's been basically praying to the voodoo gods to make it happen. He's been sticking needles in me. That's why when I'm on the road, I'm not sleeping well. Thanks a lot, Travis. I appreciate it. God, I can't stand saying this. You were right.
Yeah, Travis was right. So, Travis, fill out the rest of the roster right now. SB Nation has IDK, as in I don't know, and also a martini olive with the headband. So, who else you got coming? I saw... Is it Carmelo? Is it Kyrie? What you got coming back over there, man?
I think we can afford Bill Gates and maybe the Old Spice guy. I think we can still win a championship with both of those guys. I think that works. Don't you guys think that works? I mean, in all seriousness, they're saying that they're going to go after D'Angelo. We'll see how that works. I think honestly, it'd be a good fit. But if I'm D'Angelo, there's no way I want to go back to an organization that got rid of me in the first place. They still have, really decent point guards like Darren Collison, and they're really good guards out there, such as Chris Middleton. There's still Barnes. Harrison Barnes is still out there. Ricky Rubio. There's players that you can put there that can work. I mean, J.J. Redick is going to be a good candidate also to be a Laker. So there are players out there that you can put on that team, and they work. Now, how long will they stay? How long can you afford them? Who knows? I mean, yeah, you got a supermax spot, but who is that money going to?
Really? Well, that's my thing. If you go with one player giving him the supermax, you literally don't have a roster. Like, that's my question right here is, all right, great. They have $30 million, and the tweets are like, now they can go after a max player. They have three people under contract. That 30 is to fill out the rest of the roster. And some of the names that you're naming, you're right, they're all not going to go play for $2 million. But you need to somehow use that 30, sort of like what I think David Griffin's going to do, Brian, and kind of spread it around. But, I mean, that's the thing to me. I don't think they can go for a max player because then they will literally have no one to fill the roster.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Gus, you remember.
Go ahead, Trevor. My apologies, man. Go ahead, brother. I'm going to go ahead and let you go do your thing, man, before I just basically trash everything you said.
Well, it was like a week before the draft, Gus, and we were talking and we were saying, yeah, Rob Pelinka has got to go. And I think Rob Pelinka may have saved his job with this trade, but this trade really didn't do anything that they actually needed it to do but get Anthony Davis. Like, we're talking about a guy who made a trade and didn't understand the cap ramifications. Like, what? The cap guy should be literally next to you in your ear explaining to you what you need to do. Had Anthony Davis not waived the trade waiver that he had, you would have been stuck out even more than what you are right now. Like, I mean, from a standpoint of being a LeBron fan, like, this is really scary down the road. Like, this is really scary. David Griffin is looking like he's about to have, like, eight of the top eight picks for the next couple of years, and you looking like, where's our money going to come from? Like, that organization is so terrible right now. Like, there's not an organization in almost, and I don't even want to say this and sound terrible about it, but is there an organization right now in the state of California that is doing good? I mean, from baseball to basketball to hockey, like, what are they good at right now? I mean, okay, the Los Angeles Rams got there, but I mean, they got there on the fact that the refs threw a call. Like, Los Angeles, the whole state of California right now is just awful. Just terrible. Just break off. Just break off and go into the ocean.
Okay, what time zone did I fall into? I'm agreeing with Travis. What happened?
Oh, you were going to crush everything he said.
I thought I was about to just basically slander this man from here to New York, and all of a sudden now I got to sit down and agree with him. I don't know what kind of voodoo you're or what kind of sorcery you're pulling over there, well, but I'm not going to keep agreeing with you.
He did say that he's assistant GM of LeBron's Lakers.
I mean, I can't be any, I mean, he might be Rob Pelinka right now because he can't do any worse. I agree with everything
you
just said.
Is it the LeBron-gelous Lakers? That makes a lot more, that sounds better, right, Dino? LeBron-gelous Lakers?
It sounds nice. And sweet.
I like that. Travis, I need to know what color headband we going with on opening night. I mean, obviously, you're probably familiar with this. We're bringing the headband back. Are we going gold? Are we going purple? Are we going white?
I say he's going Steve Harvey, replace my hairline black.
Oh, we're going dark color.
Before you go, Travis, I got a question for you, man. You did mention the Lakers roster move and, you know, basically the little or the lack of faith that you have in Rob Pelinka filling it out. Are you afraid that the Lakers are going to try to go out and sign a max guy? And even if they don't, is there a fear of yours that the Lakers are going to be one of those teams that are very top heavy? You'll have AD, you'll have LeBron, and you'll probably have another star, even if he's a semi-star. And then after that, it's basically just a bunch of bums afterwards.
Well, Brian, honestly, I think what they're going to do, I think the plan is the only person that we're hearing right now is D'Angelo. So I think they're going to offer D'Angelo the match, and I think it'll be a bunch of bums behind it. I think instead of splitting that money up between a couple of players where you can honestly have a decent team, I think they're going to go super top heavy, and they're going to go from there. I mean, let's be honest about this, Brian. Like, past, like, the Lakers of Kobe Bryant when Lamar Odom was the sixth man of the year, and that's how they decided to fill out their roster. I mean, they had Ron Artest and a couple of other players. Like, the Lakers have always been top heavy, and they've never ran their organization to have depth of players. They've never even ran their organization to have youth. Like, they take youth and trade it away immediately to get now stars. Like, that's the Lakers. That's the Laker way. The Laker way has never been to build and stand behind players. Yeah. I mean, they stood behind Kobe. But the minute Kobe got upset, it was like trade away Shaq. And then until Kobe came out, for all those Kobe fans out there who love Kobe Bryant and, you know, love to talk bad about LeBron James, had Kobe not demanded a trade, Paul Gasol would have never been on the Lakers, and Kobe probably doesn't win another championship.
Okay, again, what happened? This is not, you're not supposed to do this. Yeah. See, I know what you're doing. Yeah. It's reverse psychology.
It's
you're basically
to
trying to pull one over on
you. Okay.
Yeah, I don't like this.
Travis, man.
I don't like this, Travis. Don't try this again.
Travis, you need to come out to a Vinny's Thursday, man. I'll treat you to lunch.
I am 100% okay with that. I'll come with me as long as I have Brian there to
oh, man, yeah, we got to do this. This is
okay,
like an
I'll
odd couple
what,
thing.
I tell you what, we'll know. I'll let you know, obviously, the next time Brian comes. I didn't know you were coming until today.
So no, that's right. I surprised you.
It's just a surprise.
Well, the thing about it is when you look at
appreciate you, Travis.
AD's
no,
history.
Y'all guys have a good one, man.
Sure, man. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. Go ahead, Dino, and then we'll go to Eric.
When you look at AD's history of injuries, you can't go top heavy.
But that was in New Orleans, though. Okay. See, the air in L.A., he can just walk out into the Pacific Ocean. It's basically like a salt bath. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, remember I lived in L.A., right?
Right. Okay. You all shiny, right? I mean, did you not make it to People's Court? Exactly. You couldn't do it here. You had to do it in L.A.
I thought it was divorce court.
Same thing.
Yeah.
It was America's court. People's court, divorce court. Y'all got me on every other court but the right court.
Judge Judy.
The same way it's going to be. Listen, here's the thing about it. You can't go total top heavy because you're going to need pieces to play with and around.
I like what Brian said. Mike Martini and everyone else, what is it, 40 minutes of heck?
I'm just saying, 48 minutes of hell, baby. Go give it to him.
Well, you know what? I just saw come across the ticker on the news that TBA will now be added to the Lakers coming off the bench.
Okay.
Yeah, you know TBA.
Who's that?
To be announced.
Oh, I see what you did there. Eric, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Yeah, how y'all doing? I just tuned in. Are you surprised the Pelicans decided not to re-sign Shaq? Or what are they looking for? I guess Jackson and whoever else they have planned for as a big. So what's their thinking?
Locally owned and operated, Ruderman is looking for licensed plumbers, experienced drain cleaners, and plumbing apprentices to join our growing team. We offer full benefits including health, dental, long and short-term disability, paid vacation, and 401k. Ruderman is your local plumbing expert that provides full-service drain cleaning and plumbing repairs throughout the greater New Orleans area. If you're a licensed plumber, experienced drain cleaner, or looking to get into the exciting plumbing field by learning as an apprentice, Ruderman is the place for you. Contact Matthew today to join our dynamic team.
Call Matthew at 504-522-9536.
At Progressive, we think your handbag business with a reversible top-notch is top-notch. In fact, there's no other notch at the tippity-top your top-notch doesn't top. But even at the top, you didn't stop. You copped Progressive Business Insurance. With over 40 years of expertise helping non-stop and top-notchers notch spots at the top. Now, break out your stopwatch and hopscotch to ProgressiveCommercial.com. Because this is one opportunity you don't want to botch. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates.
Child psychiatrists explain why organized team sports are so important for the development of young people.
In boys, at least, being on a sports team is associated with being less sad, and the hippocampus plays a role in that.
And a look into baseball's unwritten rules with MLB insider Danny Nober.
There's more of an acceptance that you can flip your bat, you can show emotion on the field.
Every edition of The Sporting Life on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
Let's talk about Chad. Last year, he was working two jobs, trying to make ends meet, barely staying above water. In February, Chad started his information technology career, making more money, doing something he loves. Don't love what you do? Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career, mycomputercareer.edu.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Hannah complained of a headache. It was a rhabdomyosarcoma.
Within a few days, Hannah was in treatment because we were told that the tumor was very aggressive. And it very quickly became clear that St. Jude was the ultimate place to be. So we've essentially put our lives in South Africa on hold. Incredibly blessed to be here. St. Jude is an asset to the world. The research that is developed here is offered freely to the rest of the medical world. The entire way that the place operates is just to give and to care. I think it's the kind of place that not only stands as a beacon for pediatric cancer, but I think it could teach the world a couple of lessons about how to treat people. And I think if those lessons could be learnt even in their most basic form, this world could be a better place.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
If you've been in an auto accident, even if you weren't injured, you've probably been contacted by someone urging you to go to a certain medical facility or a certain attorney to seek money from an insurance company. Auto insurance companies pay billions of dollars in medical claims each year, and they are a target for fraudsters who shop for accident victims who may or may not need treatment. They want your insurance information so they can bill for unnecessary visits and treatments that you may never receive. All of this adds up to higher insurance premiums for all of us. Insurance fraud is something you don't want to be involved in. There are ways you can protect yourself. If you're involved in an accident, talk to your insurance company first. Don't provide your insurance or personal information to someone that solicits you or tries to refer you. If you are injured, only deal with legitimate medical professionals and facilities. If you suspect medical fraud, call us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Hi, I'm Craig Morgan. You might know me for my songs, but before I sang country music, I served in the United States Army. For almost 20 years, I served side by side with some of the most resilient men and women I've ever met. They taught me that we all go through challenges, and one small act can make a big difference during tough times. If you're a veteran or a service member in crisis or even having thoughts of suicide, the Veterans Crisis Line can help. All it takes is one call, one chat, or one text to connect. Caring, trained responders are available 24/7 with free confidential support for veterans, service members, and the people who love them. Call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 or chat online at veteranscrisisline.net or text 838255. One call, one chat, one text, one conversation can open the door to support. Reach out today. Learn more at veteranscrisisline.net.
Hannah complained of a headache. It was a rhabdomyosarcoma. Within a few days, Hannah was in treatment because we were told that the tumor was very aggressive. And it very quickly became clear that St. Jude was the ultimate place to be. So we've essentially put our lives in South Africa on hold. Incredibly blessed to be here. St. Jude is an asset to the world. The research that is developed here is offered freely to the rest of the medical world. The entire way that the place operates is just to give and to care. I think it's the kind of place that not only stands as a beacon for pediatric cancer, but I think it could teach the world a couple of lessons about how to treat people. And I think if those lessons could be learnt even in their most basic form, this world could be a better place.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
What is hope? Hope to me was just that he would get to come home. I had no idea how hard it would be once he got back.
I wish she'd stop drinking so much. She thinks it's helping, but it's not. I hope she sees that soon.
I act like I don't care if he comes to my games. But I hope he does.
I used to hope he'd find happiness again. Now I hope our marriage makes it.
I hope Grandpa will get help. He thinks it's too late, but it's not.
With everything that he's going through, I hope he sees a counselor. I just want my brother back.
I hoped he'd get help. Stop hoping things would get better on their own. He told me to stop asking. I didn't. Then one day he asked for a ride.
Hope is knowing there are other families just like yours, that the veterans they love got help and recovered. Go to maketheconnection.net and turn hope into action.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
I mean, there was a plate of fries in front of the catfish there. Those are now gone. And now Jordan, the intern, has tucked a napkin in his Pelicans polo. That's dangerous with your wings and your buffalo and ranch sauce. I'm just saying, it's real dangerous there. Dino Hanson, thank you for working still while these guys just eat. And you have breaking news before we go to Tim Grubbs.
Breaking news.
There it is.
On Anthony Davis's Instagram page.
What do we have?
He has posted a picture of him and LeBron James.
Wow.
LeBron wearing number 6 and AD wearing number 23.
Well, there it is. It is now confirmed.
It's
How about
official.
That, huh? How about that?
It seems as if AD posted his Man Crush Monday pick a little bit early. Just saying.
Man Crush Monday, huh? Get out, go pre-order your LeBron James number 6 jerseys today in AD. So he couldn't wait to post that, huh? You think he was just giggling when he posted send?
Anthony Davis will wear number 23 for the Lakers. Bron will wear number 6.
There he is.
Hashtag Anthony Davis. Hashtag LeBron James. Hashtag Lakers. Fire.
Oh, fire. Wow. What are you giggling at? Are you going to choke on a wing? Eat your chicken wing. Tim Grubbs, thanks for calling us over here. It's insanity. We've got catfish being devoured, wings being devoured, and jerseys being revealed. What's going on over in OKC in your parts?
Oh, it's pretty calm here. Not much going on. I'm actually sitting right outside the Thunder Arena. You know, Kevin Durant's old home. So, in fact, I went to a restaurant today that is where KD's old restaurant was, now a different name, obviously, since he bolted town a few years ago. So as you guys are talking NBA, you know, hey, I can keep it up, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, he sort of did. I mean, we're, you know, NBA is kind of a big deal right now. Free agency on Sunday coming up. But we'd love to have you on to talk a little bit about the Cakes and also, of course, about Major League Baseball. I'm shocked that the next time we'll be here next Thursday, It's July. It'll be the month of July next week. We got July 4th next week, which means we're down to 2 months, man, essentially, in the minor league schedule. How the Cakes been?
They've been great. You know, it's been kind of a crazy, you know, we played a lot of home games for a big stretch there back in April and May and even the early part of June. But lately, we're in a stretch right now. We're playing 23 of 34 on the road. And, you know, we played the game on Monday at home. And I remember saying, all right, we're not back. Our next home game is on the 4th of July. And I was thinking to myself, oh, God, like, that's, you know what I mean? Like, man, where has the time gone? Where has the season gone? But the team's playing well. We've split the first two games on this road trip here in OKC. And as I mentioned, we don't get back in town for another till next Thursday on the 4th of July.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think one of the things that you know, you look at, obviously, Tim, it's I notice – you'll have in your games, whether especially the ones that you win, you're having performances where it's either a nice night pitching or you're getting some really timely hitting. It's kind of been team wins, haven't it?
It really has. I mean, obviously starting pitching is the key. You know, when we have gotten good starts, it seems like it goes a long distance. But it really has been team wins. It's been group effort. You know, we're second in the league in stolen bases, so it's been a fun product. We've got five guys on our team that all have, you know, double-digit stolen bases. They're running all over the place out there. And that, of course, puts the pressure on the other team. And, you know what I mean, when the pitchers know that this guy could steal second, this guy could steal third. In fact, in our Sunday home game, we had Magdara Sierra actually straight steal home plate. I mean, that happens once every 10 years. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just crazy. The Nashville pitcher, you know, put his head down, you know what I mean, as part of his routine as he was getting his pitch count. Sierra had noticed that he had been doing it several times, and all of a sudden he took off for home. The throw came home, and boom, safe, stole home plate. That's a game changer. Cakes went on to win that game, came from behind. So that was a lot of fun.
Tim, All-Star game right around the corner. Is it Cake player representing, and who is it?
Yeah, it's going to be our second baseman, Eason Diaz. Is going to be representing us. We would have had a couple of other guys, but because of recent call-ups, they've taken a few of Zach Gallen, who leads the league in ERA, even though he's been in Miami for now 2 weeks. We had a few other guys that would have been voted in, but Diaz, a well-deserved You know, it's a guy that's a second baseman. He came over in the Christian Yelich trade for the Marlins a couple of years ago. He's having a great year both at the plate and in the field. And, you know, he'll be in the AAA All-Star game in a couple of weeks in El Paso.
Nice. That is the 10th of July is when that will take place. OKC in Memphis on the road all the way through next Wednesday and then next Thursday. San Antonio on July 4th. You'll be here, Tim, for that game. And then you have a four-game series before a bit of a break. Then going back on the road, Nashville and Omaha. So if you want to go see your Cakes, it'll be next weekend, not this weekend. San Antonio will be the team in town there. You doing a pool game? You going to be out there in the pool again?
We are going to be doing the game at
nice.
The pool.
That's what I'm talking about.
One more time, you know, watching the game in reverse. People probably don't realize this. You know, I broadcast 139 games a year, actually more than that when you start counting two-lane games and stuff, looking behind home plate. So left is left, right is right. But when you do a game from the pool, everything's opposite. It's a really weird way to broadcast the game, seeing first base on the wrong side, you know what I mean? And pop-ups seem like they're going the wrong direction, and it is kind of chaos, but it's a lot of fun for us out of school.
At Mr. Tim Grubbs, the way to follow him over on Twitter. Talking a little Major League Baseball storylines here as well. Do we start with another injury in Stanton with the Yankees? It's remarkable they're in first place. They're a team that keeps winning, yet they keep getting injured, and Stanton going to the IR. Or
yeah,
IL.
It really is. It's crazy. I mean, they keep winning without him. I think, you know, obviously they picked up Encarnacion with a trade with Seattle. What was it, been like 10 days now? They've had him for about a week and a half. They're going to be able to handle that. I think if their arms stay healthy, you know, the Yankees are, they're going to pull away in the, I mean, they've already kind of pulled away in the AL East to some degree. Tampa and Boston are probably going to be the wild card teams. We'll see if they can, you know, hang in there. Right now, Boston still has some work to do, but, you know, I wouldn't rule them out. But I think the Yankees are just pulling away, and, you know, they'll be the division champion, and it could be them and Houston battling it out by the time we get into October.
Tim, I'm kind of glad you went there because that was going to be my question to you. Is it with a couple of 50-win teams out there, you've got the Braves right on the door, you've got the Twins right there, and, of course, the Strohs. Is it the Dodgers and everybody else to win the World Series? Because they're just far and away better than everybody else.
Well,
I mean, the Dodgers do seem to be, like, the cream of the crop of the National League. But
because they're cheating.
The Cubs are struggling a little bit. You know, I mean, what are they, 13 and 14? Gus and I were talking earlier today. They're a game under 500 in June. But let's not dip. Even though they're struggling here in June, they're going to get Kimbrel today.
That's right.
They're still in first place, even though they've had a terrible month.
Yeah, that's right, baby. How about that? First place being below 500.
Well, you know, Tim, I mean, first week of the season, Gus had threw the season away.
Well, it's over.
It's what happens.
Well, there you go.
But, no, it is right now we're looking towards it's the Dodgers in the National League, but I wouldn't rule out the Braves and Cubs. They're both still playing very well, and, you know, they're probably both going to make additions come July, and it's all about, you know, I think the biggest thing for the Dodgers is not to have any more subtraction, you know, with guys getting injured. Well, with all those teams, really, injuries will really play a big game down the stretch.
Is there anyone in the American League that can challenge the Dodgers? Because from what I've seen, just, you know, watching the games, cross country, listening to sports radio, I mean, it seems as if the Dodgers are everybody's favorite to just, you know, go away with the World Series and basically almost sweep the series.
I mean, it looks that way, but I don't believe that will happen. I mean, I think the Dodgers are susceptible. Their bullpen is not that great. If they shore up the bullpen, we're in Oklahoma City right now. We're playing a Dodgers team, and their bullpen here, you can obviously tell they've assembled, you know, a bunch of veteran guys when, you know what I mean, that have been to the big leagues. They're trying to, you know, hopefully one of them will get going and help out their bullpen. If they get their bullpen going, they may be that kind of team, but I wouldn't rule out Astros, Yankees. You know, even the Twins, you know what I mean, those other teams, I do think it is going to come to the American League as Astros, Yankees at this point, but I wouldn't rule out either one of them knock off the Dodgers because teams get hot and pitching is a big, big deal, especially when you have shorter series in September and October.
Speaking to Mr. Tim Grubbs, that Mr. Tim Grubbs is the way to follow him over on Twitter as Tim. Yeah, you know, you take a look at some of these storylines in Major League Baseball here as well as to, again, theoretically at halfway point, obviously, with the All-Star game and everything. We kind of can almost see, unfortunately, right? I mean, what we're going to see in the playoffs. So it's almost like, I hate to say, but who are the teams that are going to have to make some changes next year in Manchester? Because they're not going to have, I mean, I'm still shocked, KC, how you win a World Series and now they're 25 back. Detroit, I mean, they were successful for a bit. They were out back. Baltimore, Toronto, 23, 30 games back. I mean, you're not 6, 7, 10 games back. When you're back that many games, that's one of those things where if I'm, you know, Rob Manfred, I'm going, what's going on?
Well, the alarming thing is, you know, you mentioned KC first, so let's talk about them. When you're a small market team, and I'm saying this if you're a Twins fan, and or, you know, whatever, there's a lot of people out there that when you're good and you're like, all right, what do you do? Do you go for it? Do you try to win a World Series or two World Series or try to get there? Because you're a small market. You're not going to be able to spend a lot of money to make mistakes when you trade away your prospects. Kansas City went all in a few years ago, and they went to the World Series and lost, and then the following year they went to the World Series and won. And you can see what happened. They went all in. They've got nothing left. And now they're 25 games out. Now, hopefully, for the Royals fans, winning one World Series is exciting, and it's going to take 6 to 8 years for them to rebuild. You know me, we joke around. As a Pirates fan, Pittsburgh was in the playoffs 3 years in a row. They never went all in, and they never went to the World Series. They never even made it to the championship series. They made it past the first round, and that's it. And now here they are. They never completely free fall because they had prospects that they held on to. And they've been muddling around 500 the last couple of years. And I think that's what you get. So as Twins, you know, it's kind of like buyer beware. Do you go all in or do you not? Because like you mentioned, like the Twins, they're a team that's in first place right now. They're going to win the division whether they make a move or not. Now, are they big enough? Are they good enough to win the World Series or even the American League? Probably not. But do you trade away? Do you mortgage your future? It's going to be interesting. You know, how do you do it? I think winning a World Series makes it all worth it. But I think other people look at things differently. As for teams that need to make changes, I mean, I don't know how much you guys have followed the mess. It's the mess in New York, but that's a manager.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, my gosh. Well, what was the story this week?
I've ever seen.
I saw after the debacle that took place over the weekend, the story was now the front office is actually making in-game decisions. So somebody in a suite or in whatever team office is calling the dugout to decide pitching changes? I've never heard of that in my life. I mean, I cannot believe that. That literally would be for people that have no idea what I'm talking about. Mickey Loomis in the middle of a game picks up the phone and goes, yeah, tell Sean I want to put in Murray instead of Kamara.
Pretty
yeah,
much.
No, I mean, you just think about it. I mean, yes, with the way analytics are now, you know, the way the computers dictate, you know, I do know there's several teams that managers don't really write the starting lineup, that it is kind of a collaborative group between the scouting people, the manager, and the front office. You know, a lot of people getting together. But the fact that in-game some of those decisions are made from up above, this is heading for disaster. I don't know why he still has his job, and I'm not a guy that roots for people to get fired, but I just think that if you're the Mets, you're really not that far out. They're, what, 5 games out of a wild card?
Yeah.
They probably should pull the trigger now. You get rid of them. You know, you have a man. You bring in another manager. You bring probably somebody from the outside or one of his coaches. Because you could potentially, I don't think they will, but you could potentially salvage the season. For every week you leave him there, I just think you're just asking for more and more drama and more, you know, storylines. Especially in a big market like New York.
And Mr. Tim Grubbs, the way to follow him over on Twitter, voice of your New Orleans Baby Cakes. It's Oklahoma City. And then eventually next weekend, he'll come back after another road series, those dreaded Memphis Redbirds, and then San Antonio here at home on July 4th weekend. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate the time. Safe travels. We'll see you next weekend, buddy.
All right, guys. Enjoy NBA free agency weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
Thank you so much. Quick break. Dino Hansen, Brian, and I will rejoin the topics of conversation. Feel free to chime in. Phone lines are open, 800-998-1003. We're live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans, your new home for Pelicans basketball.
Oh, come on. It's time. It's time. It's Barker Mazda summer sales event time. That's right, folks. Chris Morales again with Barker Mazda. And it's time for you to save big on the new Mazda of your choice. You can drive home any new 2018 Mazda 6 Sport or Touring model in stock and take $3,500 off the MSRP. Or get a new 2019 Mazda CX-5. Get $750 APR cash plus 2.9% financing for 60 months. Want to go full size? Then grab a new 2019 Mazda CX-9 and get $1,000 APR cash plus 1.9% financing for up to 60 months. And don't forget, you receive complimentary maintenance for up to 2 years on every new Mazda purchase this month. So give us a call today at 1-800-256-2737 or visit us on the web at BarkerMazda.com. Barker Mazda, where the boss says, let them roll! Not all buyers will qualify. Must take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 6/30/19. See dealer for complete details.
Come on, make the move to Mazda. Come on!
This is Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. Plan your next great escape and feed your soul with a trip to one of our state parks. Newly improved white sand beaches are ready to welcome you this summer at places like Fountain Blue State Park. Or how about a world-class fishing trip to Toledo Bend, the number one bass lake in the nation, 2 years in a row. You can fish anywhere, but you catch fish in Louisiana. One great state, 21 great state parks. Plan your trip today at LouisianaTravel.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Office of Tourism.
Bailey's Tire Service is your one-stop shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Bailey's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs from oil changes, brake repairs, Bailey's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at BaileysTireService.com or check them out on Facebook.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Just saying, Papa Kleber is listening. You might need to set an extra plate tonight. Jordan may have a guest coming. I'm just saying.
Two plates.
Yes. A baby plate and a regular plate. You never know. Maybe Jordan's going to have to have If y'all could only listen during a break, what it's like.
All of a sudden, Jordan's mom calls.
Exactly. Blame me. I'm the bad influence. And I'll just say it's Brian's fault.
It's always my fault.
It is.
And I'm okay with this.
Are you?
Yeah.
800-998-1003, the world I live in. You're looking up to see if there's anything breaking from LeBron, anything more. We've already heard today alone. I mean, forget Pel's talk. Forget Sheck Diallo, Julius Randle, where he may go. None of that needs to be talked about. The headband is coming back. The chalk talk is coming. The chalk toss is coming back. He's bringing back number six. He's switching to six as he is, I love how it's been worded, gifted the number 23 to Anthony Davis. It's his way to thank you for coming. You can have number 23.
That's what you do when you the king.
Well, exactly.
You gift.
You gift.
Oh, here's an interesting gift. The Pels just got about $5.1 million.
Oh, really? What did they do now?
That's because Anthony Davis raised the trade kicker. So that goes back to the Pels. They don't have to pay him that to trade him. That trade kicker, that $4
million. Right.
Yeah.
I thought the Lakers had to pay that.
Oh, no. That doesn't go to the Lakers. No, 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 no.
No, no, no. What I'm saying is I thought the waiving the trade kicker would have come out of the Lakers' pockets. So why would the Pels get that money?
Because they're not paying Anthony Davis that $4 million. Not that they're getting it back. They just don't have to pay it.
They don't have to give it to him.
Yeah, they don't have to give him $4 million.
But how does $4 million increase to $8 million?
Well, I know. Well, hold on. I'm confused here. Because the trade kicker kicks in on the trade, right, that the Lakers would have to. Why is he waiving it?
He's waiving it so the Lakers could have it correct. What I'm saying is the Pels get out of paying him an extra $4 million for being here. Just whatever his contract is, they don't have to pay him anymore. So they get to save instead of paying that, you know, the unibroad. They don't pay him now. Let me see if I can say this in layman's terms. They ain't paying him jack, okay. So they ain't got to worry about that money.
No, no, I hear you. But what I'm trying to understand is I thought the $4 million came from the Lakers.
It would have come from the Lakers.
Right.
But guess
so what?
He's waiving it.
Right.
Okay, forget about the Lakers for a second.
Right.
The Pels trading Anthony Davis
right. Means
they do not have to pay him anything, correct?
Correct.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So they save on paying him whatever money they were going to pay him.
Already by the trade.
Exactly.
Though. Okay.
So they're saving that additional $4 million they wouldn't have to pay.
But the trade kicker, I thought, came from L.A.
Reach Schmidt. I'm not going to do this with you.
Well, I found the newest Laker.
Okay. Rich Shimmett Dua.
That's the newest Laker right here.
Oh, no.
They also get another $1.1 million because Washington gave them cash once Washington completed the deal
with the
Lakers. So the Pelicans somehow, some way, save $5.1 million.
Okay, well, I'm going to read verbatim because this is where I think a lot of people were confused, and I've been confused, so this maybe clarifies it from one aspect of it. That $4.1 million was going to be paid by the Pels.
I thought the Lakers were paying, and that's why they had to worry about him waiving it.
Which is why I'm confused, but Shams is saying if Davis waives his bonus and the Pels get $1.1 million in cash,
which they did,
from the Wizards, Gale's pockets just got about $5.1 million fatter. The practice facility renovations just paid for themselves. So now he's saying the bonus. He didn't say trade kicker. Was there another bonus?
I thought the bonus was the trade kicker.
Well,
but I could be wrong about that.
Well, that's what I mean. It's two different things. Because the trade kicker was being paid, because it wouldn't make any sense for them to waive it so the Lakers could get more money if the Pels were paying.
So maybe there's a bonus. Maybe there's a trade kicker. You know what? Who cares? Gale just got $5.1 million. Hey, boo.
Stop that.
I've got a billion reasons to like her.
Oh, I know you do.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike DeMartini.
Yeah,
Mike DeMartini.
Mike Martini. Point is, we've been giving credit to Mickey Loomis and all those bean counters over there. Remember, David Griffin said that he was going to introduce us to somebody that deals with the money that's in that facility already.
Yeah.
And said he knows a lot more than I do when it comes to that. Well, maybe they knew. They just got – that's why they're doing the renovations. They just paid for themselves.
Because they knew in advance this was going to
that's
come
incredible.
Back.
So they got the money from Washington.
I'm not mad at Anthony Davis.
What did you just get, 3.1? Awesome. We got 3.1 in renovations coming up. How about that?
I'm not mad at Anthony Davis. In fact, I thank you so much, Unibroad.
I agree.
We appreciate it because had Anthony not said anything.
In his honor, Dino is going to go buy 3 headbands, one for all 3 of us. Different colors. The gold, the purple. There's going to be a white, huh? You got to imagine a white.
Yeah.
You don't get a headband. You
so I'm
going
to need to go to L.A. to do that too, right?
Well, yeah, you can't.
Because you can't get them here.
You can get it here. Remember, there's only so many things you can do here, but you can do so much more in L.A.
In L.A.
Right? Am I right now?
You guys have cracked the code.
Okay.
It's the bigger market.
Bigger market.
I mean, small markets have shown you that
you can get a
level of success.
Headband in New Orleans. You can't get a Lakers headband in New Orleans. Got to go to L.A. to do it. Yes, you can order them online and ship them.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. It's not an official Laker headband.
You have to physically be in L.A.
That's a processed headband that came from somewhere.
Who
that
knows?
Maybe didn't come from the Lakers.
Maybe. If I go, I could be gifted a headband.
Oh, well, there you go, gift. What else would you like the king to gift us, Brian? What would you like the king to gift the NBA? He just gave us a martini.
Gift us a retirement.
Olive. Nicole, stop it.
Just leave.
You miss him. You love him so much.
I got on LeBron's shoes right now.
You had no idea what to do with yourself this postseason without LeBron.
I got on his shoes. I went and bought some LeBrons, man. I didn't like these.
You do have LeBrons, by the way.
I mean, these are Soldier 11s. The whole time, I've been a mole. You didn't even know it.
Wow. Soldier 11s.
Anthony Davis is one of my sauces. That's where I get the inside info.
Those are kind of nice shoes. I mean,
the Soldier 11s are nice.
Stop.
No, I'm not getting them. I'm just saying they're not. I'm waiting for the Z whatever.
So
we're going Z's? Going some Zions?
Zions?
Oh, you're talking about
some Zions? Mr. Bill, thank you for calling the show. What you got for us?
How y'all doing?
I see what Joey did.
Joey did.
What's up, Mr. Bill? How are you, man?
Good. How are y'all doing?
Cool.
I have to tell y'all, I haven't laughed so much on one of your shows as I have today.
Well, thank you.
Funny as crap.
Well, that's a good thing, I guess. Yeah, that's good. I like that.
And I really love the Lakers' new lineup.
It's incredible. I mean, who else? I mean, you really are the king of basketball when you can just say, hey, throw in a, what was his name? Mike Martini.
Yeah. You know what?
A Martini olive.
I don't like your tone.
What?
And I don't like Mr. Bill's tone. You guys are sleeping on Mike Martini, 3-point specialist.
Hey. I was going to say,
unguardable. Can't see him.
We got a lot of these undrafted free agents that we picked up in addition to all these draft picks. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's one guy on the squad we could trade for Mike Martini.
Now, I'm all for it. I mean, what better person to be in New Orleans than Mike Martini? Guaranteed
really?
To, I mean, fun time.
What a perfect fit.
Mike Martini should be on the Sports Hangover. Easily. Boom.
Okay. I have two predictions for you, actually. But one comes with an asterisk. Do you all know who's going to win the Heisman Trophy this year?
You know what? Based on the way it's gone the last 2 years, I'm going to say Jalen Hurst.
That was my thoughts exactly.
My man.
I mean, he's got the quarterback whisper. He's got the last two Heisman Trophy winners. I mean, the guy's got to be a favorite to win the Heisman.
It wouldn't shock me because Lincoln Riley has the magic touch right now.
Truly. My other prediction, and this is the one with an asterisk, you're not going to like this, but 2 years ago the Saints went to the playoffs as a wild card team. They lost in the divisional round. Last year we went to the playoffs as the number one seed. We lost, you know, that heartbreaking thing that happened in the championship, the NFC championship game. Well, this year I predict we will definitely go back to the Super Bowl. But based on past history, it just doesn't look good, except for one thing. We're playing the Super Bowl in Miami this year. So that's my only caveat to that prediction, is I think we still got a shot being that it's played in Miami.
I think you're looking at it the wrong way. This is the conspiracy theory that I have, because it's being played in Miami. I think if you look at it, if you remember before the Saints won the Super Bowl, they went to the NFC Championship game. They lost in dramatic fashion. NFC Championship.
Having a real hard time hearing you guys.
All right, go ahead and say it again.
NFC Championship game. They lost to the Chicago Bears. Then they had the down seasons. And then they went in 2009. I believe it was 8-8, 7-9 were the two seasons that came afterwards. They had the then they won the championship in 2009. I think this time we look at it and we say, well, we started off really, really well. In which you bounce back, you have the two heartbreaking losses, and now you win the Super Bowl. It's almost in reverse. This time, we reverse the curse. You go back to Miami, you win it all again. I don't know what just happened.
Phone lines going in and out. That's all.
Oh.
It's you.
Does that happen?
Over?
No, it's you.
Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Well, here's Joey. Quick break. We come back. Final segment. Dino, I'll ask you about Carmelo. I'll ask you about Boogie Cousins. We've gotten some nice responses. What should be his new hashtag if he goes to New York? All of that and more. When we come back, we'll wrap it up.
Why am I the one messing everything up today?
I don't
today?
Know what you did today other than devour catfish.
I think it had to do with the fact that you and Travis are in agreement on
you
the Lakers.
What? That's what he did.
That's exactly what it is.
No doubt. 800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime in as well. Got a few more minutes to get your takes in. You're listening to the Sports Hangover. On your new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. I'm going
where the water tastes like wine.
Great Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Superstar Alberto Del Rio, take one.
Behold the angry giant.
Try it again, Alberto.
Behold the angry giant.
Perfect. Good luck tonight.
Behold the angry giant.
Yay! Read me another one, Dad.
This is WWE Superstar Alberto Del Rio. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
El Paso Mexican Grill in Raceland is well known for their authentic Mexican food and their cantina. Come and enjoy their daily lunch specials and happy hour from 3 till 7 with $2 ice cold beer and 2-for-1 margaritas. Looking for the best party on the bayou? Well, that's El Paso's Grill and Cantina with a live mariachi band. El Paso Mexican Grill, the freshest food from our family to yours. El Paso Mexican Grill on Highway 1 in Raceland.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same-day appointments are available on weekdays, with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. It's been a really nice day, fun day. The headband's coming back. LeBron switching to number 6.
Chalk tossing
and everything. Dino Hansen here in his Pels shirt. I can't believe it's the first time you've been at Vinny's.
Yeah.
I feel like you've been here before.
No.
Well, I mean, obviously.
Never have. It's a nice Boogie, spot, man.
The reports this morning, Boogie Cousins, reportedly the Knicks, could be considering making a significant one-year deal to lure him to the Big Apple from anywhere, because he's, you know, he doesn't have a team come Sunday just yet. What do you think Boogie does, or where does he go? Is he Laker bound?
Yes, geez and Pete's. You know, earlier this morning I was hearing that he was possibly San Antonio Spurs bound.
San Antonio Spurs
yes.
bound.
San Antonio Spurs bound. The fact that you mentioned New York, I think that would be a very toxic situation given the fact how New York Knicks fans are in general. That will only allow Boogie that edge, if you will, to go back to the old Boogie of arguing every call, the technical situations. I think it would be very bad for New York to make such a move. I mean, nothing against Boogie. I just think he needs to be in an environment where someone can wrangle him in, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say have control of him, but not allow him to go over the edge, which is typical of Boogie. Mm-hmm. Golden State and Steve Kerr did a fantastic job, but a lot of that was predicated on the fact that Boogie knew he had a chance at winning a title. New York is nowhere as near going to be in that fold, so he is more prone to go off, if you will, because they're going to be a losing franchise. He has to go somewhere where they have a chance of winning, making the playoffs. So that's the I don't see the New York Knicks thing, quite frankly.
Well, it's a good thing that you don't, because according to Ian Bagley, who covers the Knicks, Boogie may not be an option after.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's hashtag zero interest,
yeah,
that one can go.
Dude. Or so what you're saying is essentially is Boogie's agent doing his best to try to stir up a little.
Possibly. Because
I'm being dead serious here. Who's giving him – because, look, and again, he can blame Demps. He can blame all he wants. He left $40 million on the table. Right?
Yes.
He did.
For the chance of the title.
Okay.
For the chance of the title.
What did he make
this late in your career?
Like $5 million.
$5 million.
Okay. So he's 35 back
right
now. Who's getting
after an Achilles and a quad issue?
Who you think's going to offer him that deal?
I really don't see anybody.
How many years are you offering Boogie right now?
One.
That's it.
1 year contract. If he gets a deal.
When you factor in the injury, when you factor in his age, mm-hmm. Boogie is not a guy that's an impact player that's going to take your team to the next level. He's
if
just
you're the
not.
Lakers, do you do it?
No.
But don't be surprised if they do, though.
That'd be, come on, sir. Give me Melo. Give me Boogie. Give me AD LeBron. That's must-watch implosion right there.
You know how there's the dream team?
Yeah,
this would be all nightmare team. The all nightmare squad.
And don't forget Mike the Martini.
Mike the Martini, the olive. Oh, man. Thanks to Kenny Farrell. Thanks to Dino Hansen. Brian, thanks for spending your day with us. You're not in town much, and you decided to spend a couple hours with us. Appreciate it.
I hope I can be in town a lot more.
Jordan, man. Thank you for all you do as well on the social media side. If people aren't seeing, you've been doing for 3 hours. Awesome. Appreciate it. Joey, thank you so much. Tomorrow's Friday. USA taking on France at 2. We'll talk a little bit about that. Plus, who knows? We'll make up something. Matt Muscone after further reviews up next. You've been listening to ESPN New Orleans, your new home for Pelicans basketball.